Well, this is the Real BS Show for the first time in 2026.
Yeah, you almost said 1926.
Yeah, I'm old. Holy smokes. What a year we had, but I think we're going to have a worse year this year.
Right.
This is going to be crazy.
Right.
I mean, just totally nuts.
Right.
All the craziness that's happened already in just a week or so, week or two. Holy smokes. I think the stock market's going to take a nosedive like
could
we've
be.
Never seen. We're going to have another Great Depression. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
And this is probably the year for it. You know, it's just unbelievable, and the craziness and the nonsense and the way they're stealing money from the government and the Minnesota nonsense and holy smokes, and the California is falling apart. They have big 70,000 truckers park their rigs out there. They're not allowed to drive anymore.
Right.
Oh, they're just killing themselves. It's just beyond belief. Beyond belief.
There's a lot of negatives, and there's also some positives, you know. So it's kind of a mixed bag. What 2026 can be, 2025 was, economy-wise, it picked up a little bit. But I don't know. Don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of predictions we could make.
Oh, yeah. You know? I predict the stock market's going to take a nosedive sometime this year.
Right.
And it's going to be like the Great Depression was. I mean, just awful. And unemployment's going to go through the roof. And
yeah.
There's all kinds of restaurants and stuff that are closing down. I mean, it's just getting ugly.
I think during COVID, that was probably the worst for time to be running a restaurant was during COVID because they didn't, you know,
they closed you down.
Yeah, they closed you down and kept Walmart open, you know. It was fine to be in Walmart, you know, where they could sell, you know, food and other supplies that are not food. But if you ran a place without food, they closed you down. But Walmart could stay open, you know. It's kind of a joke what they considered essential workers, too. You know, what is it? How could the government decide that? You know, how do they know what's essential? But, yeah, we can get into that.
That's because they got a lot of employees.
Yeah, right.
More than anybody else.
Right. So
it's way out of control, and something's got to give.
Right,
something's going to break.
So yeah, we'll get back into that. We'll play some Air Supply to get some fresh air. How about that?
All right, okay, yeah. Let's play a little bit of music and think about what else to complain about.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth, take it away.
So long, I'm all out of love. What? right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late. I know I was so wrong. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late. I know I was so wrong. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late. You're saying that I was so wrong. I'm all
Now the night has gone, now the night has gone away. Doesn't seem that long, we hardly had two words to say. Hold me in your arms for just another day. I promise this one will go slow. Say the morning's come, don't say the morning's come so soon. Must we end this way when so much here is hard to lose? Love is everywhere, I know it is. Such moments as this are too few. Oh, it's all. It's all up to you. Here I am, the one that you love, asking for another day. Understand, the one that you love, loves you in so many ways. I can believe. Hold me in your arms for just another day. I promise this one will go slow. So many ways. Here I am.
right. This is the real BS show.
Yeah.
We're back.
That's what we need, more BS in the year 2026.
You know, there's a lot of crazy things going on, Bill, and
we should be in politics. You know,
yeah,
We could run. I mean, we can lie. We could lie just as good as anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Make people laugh. You know, jeez. Instead of you laughing, make them laugh, and then they're not paying attention to what's really going on.
They used to ask me when I was the mayor. They said, "How much do you make?" I said, $100 a month, and all I can steal. Yeah, they didn't like that.
That's funny. I think the true way of doing politics is not answering the question. But you someone asks you a question, you answer it with a question back. That is the true politician way, because then you don't have to actually really answer the question. You know?
Well, that's the Bob Casey Jr. That's his
exactly
system. Ask him a question, he'll talk for 2 hours and you won't know anything.
No, that's a throw you off. But now I think there's a lot going on. Economy-wise, you know, it's not bad, but hopefully, you know, honestly, I'll give some good news. Compared to the EU or the rest of Europe or Asia, U.S. isn't too bad right now. It could be better. Pennsylvania is doing better than the rest of the northeastern United States. Way better. You know, that's shocking. But it's not good. It's not the best it could be. But it's better than what the rest of the states are. We actually have a net positive increase in people moving back to Pennsylvania. So, you know, that's compared to the other states around us, they're losing people moving south or whatever, and we have people coming back here. So,
that's not good.
Yeah. Stay away. Go back to Florida.
Go back where you came from.
You know, don't come up here.
Yeah.
It's, you know, making our property taxes go up and property values go up.
Yeah, Will was telling me the other day, he said he was out shooting. He said he shot a herring, a blue heron. I guess the game warden or whatever said, "Well, what'd you do with it?" And he said, "Well, I ate it." He said, "Well, what'd it taste like?" He says, "It tastes just like bald eagle." Speaking of bald eagle, there's one that living up the road from me, or someplace up there, but there's a dead deer in the field.
Yeah.
About 30 feet off the road. And he's there every day munching on that deer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And man, is he big.
Holy yeah, they're pretty big catfish. Birds. When you see one up close, it's pretty intimidating. I remember the one time we were out back, you know, having a little break recording, and we saw the bald eagle flying along French Creek, and I spotted the head right away. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a bald eagle. And it's so nice to see them starting to come back more and more in population, because they're everywhere now. I saw one the other day driving on Route 8, and it just was out there in the middle of the field munching probably on a dead deer. You know.
Yeah, they're big.
Holy nothing cow. Goes to waste in nature. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Everything gets their hand on it, you know. It's actually quite scary how quick a dead body, like an animal, disappears within a few days in the woods. We've seen dead deer get hit by cars and stuff like that, and every scavenger animal you can think of is out there munching on it, you know. And boy, we sit there and think about our food, you know, how we can go get a burger or steak or whatever from the store, and how fresh it is compared to
what was that thing that you bought me this morning that was. Steak and egg or something?
Yeah, it was a steak and egg and cheese McGriddle.
McGriddle.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Yeah, the McGriddle part has like maple syrup on it. And so it's very high calories. I think
it's like a big old fat cheeseburger with egg on top and
steak in it,
and a pancake syrup bun.
It's a weird combo. You'd think it wouldn't be good, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was shocked. That was
They put the right amount of pepper on the steak part, and it's greasy. It's a heart attack level greasy, but it's good.
It's the next thing.
Yeah. You know, someone made that up. You know, it used to be a bagel, and that's what now. Then they switched to McGriddles. They have McBagels still, but I remember as a kid, every Sunday, they'd send me over when it was Quality Markets, and they'd send me over to go get steak and egg and cheese bagels. And I'd go over there and order like 10 of them because everybody went on break church, you know, people were in church at the time, you know, so we could take a little break altogether, kind of a thing. And I just remember going over and someone would hand me like, I don't know, like $20 to go buy a bunch of them. I don't know. That's just interesting times. That's where I first was introduced to them.
Now they're probably $20 a piece.
No, they're about $5 or $6 each. Yeah. Jeez. They went, you know, the inflation, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. Ooh. So anyways, let's play some more music.
Yeah.
And see what happens. This is 2026, you know that?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Jeez.
You know, what we were doing, like, you know, 26 years ago is 2000. And every time I say 20 years ago, that makes me feel like, oh, the 1990s is what I think. Or the 1985 or something like that, you know, 20 years ago. But no, 20 years ago was, you know, 2006 when my son was born. So that's...
It's going pretty fast. That's all I know.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Every day goes by. This whole year went by quick. I was like, I had all these plans to do in 2025. Like, I got to do this, I got to do this. And the year just slipped by so quick.
Hey, we didn't do a weather report either.
No.
It's sunshiny out and like 45 degrees, and it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Everything's melting, icicles falling off the buildings.
Yeah, almost hitting old ladies, and they don't care.
Yeah, right. You try to warn them, and they tell you to go pound salt.
Yeah. I'm like, just trying to be nice.
Jeez.
I don't want to see you get your head caved in by an icicle, you know?
Yeah. Boy, there's some big ones out there.
Yeah. Talking about people or ice?
Both. You been to Walmart lately?
Yeah.
Holy catfish.
There's a website dedicated to that, Bill. It's called People of Walmart.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. Just think of being a doctor and you have to work on them.
Yeah, you sit there and try to give them advice and they say you're fat shaming them. And it's like, well, okay, I understand the concept of you don't want to really shame people because it makes it worse. But at the same time, a doctor advising you should lose weight is not fat shaming. That's medical advice.
I went to McDonald's in Titusville, and I was hungry. I was going to get, I don't know what, some cheeseburger or something. And this guy came, this kid, young kid, he was so fat, his stomach was sticking out below his shirt.
Uh-huh.
Hanging, I mean, and it was just so awful. And he, can I help you? I says, no, I just lost my appetite. And I just walked out. I couldn't, it was just disgusting. Jeez, oh man. How in the world do those people live?
I can tell you, they eat the calories in, calories out.
Wow.
But
I mean, that was, I never seen anything like that. Holy smokes. I had to walk out. I said, I lost my appetite. Forget it.
One of the things that, you know, kind of like kicked my brain, because I was, you know, after COVID, I had COVID in 2020 in November, that it kind of kicked me was when I was told that what you see on the fat on the outside is not the whole picture. It's like an iceberg. On the inside, if you're fat on the outside, then all the fat that's inside is around your organs too. And so that complicates your body, makes it stressed more. It makes it, you know, really.
I don't know how these people live.
And so that kind of kickstarted it to me to watch what I'm eating. And I've lost weight, you know, but it's not easy. There's so much you can't be eating processed foods as much. We used to not do that back, you know, 50 years ago. People weren't eating processed food as much. And also we're not eating as many carbohydrates back then. And so if you cut back the carbohydrates and you eat less calories, let's say 1,500 calories to 2,000 calories, and keep it lower than that, and unless you're working out more, unless you're an Olympic swimmer, then you need more calories, of course. But it's not as easy. If you get injuries, man, it piles up.
Well, there's no Olympic swimmers going to Walmart, let me tell you that.
Well, jeez, you know, Michael Phelps, if you remember him, he was eating something like, I don't know how many calories. He was eating a crap ton of calories. And he was eating chicken nuggets and was very lean, you know, because he was burning the calories just swimming and swimming. And I guess that's the key there. Maybe people need to go swimming more if they can't run. You know,
I don't know. It's just it's getting out of hand, way out of hand.
One of the positive notes is younger kids aren't as obese anymore. that's something that's a positive. There was a peak where kids were getting really overweight, and now kids are becoming more fit, even though they're not outside as much as they used to be. So that's a positive there, at least, is that kids are becoming healthier than they were 10 years ago, you know.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I noticed, I've been driving by these car places that sell cars.
Yeah.
And there are just full of new cars.
Yeah.
Just rows and rows and rows.
Yeah.
How in the world can they afford to floor plan all these cars and trucks?
People are buying them.
You know, Titusville is just full of these things. And, right. And Meadville and holy smokes. Something's got to give.
You think.
Who can afford a $50,000 or $70,000 pickup truck?
The pickup trucks are $100,000, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, they're crazy. Just outrageous.
This is something, you know, the one thing I definitely agree with Trump on is they, you know, the back in the day, we had the Ford Ranger. They're small, right? A two-door Ford Ranger. It was a small truck, right? They got rid of that because not Ford didn't decide to get rid of that.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah. They had to because the emissions requirements by the federal government were restricting what engine size they could be and what kind of emissions they could output and what fuel mileage they got. So they couldn't make the engine smaller. It'd be like a two-cylinder engine, basically, at that point. So now Trump is talking about removing those restrictions to have something like the original Ford Ranger.
Well, if you want to screw something up, just get the government involved, and they'll take care of it.
Well, that's the problem originally was the government got involved in the car industry and said they had to have these fuel requirements.
Well, Ford and Chevy are going to go out of business if they keep this up because...
Well, look, how many cars is Ford selling anymore? They're all selling trucks or SUVs. You know, they're not selling cars anymore.
They're
going
to have to
give
them away. They can't afford that stuff.
I mean, how many people do you know that are actually buying, instead of SUVs or trucks, how many people are actually buying cars? Not that many. And I consider a Subaru, that's to me an SUV, you know. Even though it's low to the ground, it's still technically an SUV, but it's a station wagon. But regardless, I wish they could bring back the original kind of small cars like that, the Ford Ranger. I don't want a huge, massive truck. I used to have one and get 10 miles per gallon, you know. To me, we need to get away from this mentality that, we should be able to import cars.
I'm just saying, something's coming. I mean,
yeah.
For these car lots, Humes and all these places, they have car rows and rows and rows and rows. I mean, just unbelievable. There's something, something's got to give. I mean, nobody's buying them. They're just not selling.
Did you hear about Hyundai recently? They just ordered, I don't know how many they ordered, but they ordered these robots, these humanoid robots from Boston Dynamics. And if you go look it up the video, there's videos of Atlas. It's called Boston Dynamics Atlas. It's way better than a human in everything, in aspect. You don't have to worry about workman's comp. You don't have to worry about paying health care insurance for it. You don't have to worry about paying a salary to it. You have an upfront cost and maintenance, but it's way lower than a human. That's where we're heading. And
yeah, no vacations.
And honestly, I hate to say this, but it'll make the vehicles less expensive.
Whatever happened to it? Where you get a pickup truck for $15,000?
Those days are gone. Yeah.
Jeez, oh man.
Well, that's because of the used car market and inflation. Back in 2008, when they got rid of the cash for clunkers, you know, that program killed the used car market.
I bought a Ford Ranger for I think it was $7,000, brand spanking new, $7,000.
Yeah. I bought a used Jeep. It was running. Nothing wrong with the transmission, nothing wrong with the body. The body was in excellent shape. I paid $500 for it. And
Can't buy a tire for that much.
No. And I mean, seriously, the tires are brand new, basically. And this is, 20 years ago, 26 years ago. It was 2000 when I bought this Jeep, roughly. And I'm just shocked that, a used car market now is outrageous. You can't find a car. You can't find something equivalent to my $500 Jeep. Now it'd be like $6,000.
Well, that's another company that's going out of
business. Oh, yeah. What's the acronym you said? You said
just empty every pocket.
Just empty every pocket. That's perfect. I never heard
crazy,
that one.
Crazy.
I know Ford Ford was found on the road dead. And that's a good one there, too.
Fix or repair daily.
Yeah.
But well, let's play some music and brighten things up a little bit.
Yeah. If you were to go buy a car, go to Honda or a Toyota or a Subaru.
I bet they're expensive, too.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, but...
Toyota's, if you keep it maintained, it'll stay on the road. It'll probably rust out before anything.
Yeah, so. I got 250,000 miles on my Honda.
Yeah.
And it's just like brand new. I mean,
I had 300,000 miles on my Subaru before I sold it.
Should have kept it.
I know. I regret it. It was manual too, so it had good fuel mileage. The only problem was the body mounts were starting to go bad, and I said, screw it. I don't have a garage to do it in. You know?
So. All right. Well, let's back to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Really nice. It's getting warm.
It is. For a bit, it'll be warm.
They'll tease us for a couple of days and then slam us.
I'm waiting for the slam. There's nothing worse than I was out hunting and it was like 10 degrees and you're just freezing and your hands are cold. You can't even take your gloves off and then. But your sciatic nerve starts acting up because the wind's hitting it. It's not fun.
Well, you shouldn't leave it out in the wind.
No, I know. Yeah, I wish.
Wherever that is.
Yeah, it's on your hip. It runs down to your leg. That's one of the things is just value your knees, people, and your hips and your joints, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I got a recliner. I took my couch out because it just wasn't comfortable. I got a recliner
in your tiny house.
75 bucks.
Oh, where'd you get that from?
I don't know. Amazon, I think.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, really comfortable. Ooh,
you could fall asleep in.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I fall asleep in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
I sit in that thing and whew. I fall asleep early these days. You know, it's so dark out. 5 o'clock, it's dark.
Yeah.
And by 7 or 8 o'clock, I'm snoozing.
It's one of those things where we had a power outage in Union City probably a couple of days ago, and of course it's right when I am trying to work, and so I had to turn the LED lights on, right? And the I have a rabbit, and so this rabbit is like knows something's off, like something's wrong. It couldn't tell what it was. And then I opened the blinds of the window to bring more light in, and she just freaked out. I realized, oh, right, I never opened this window's blinds ever. But I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know.
You had to be there, huh?
Yeah, you had to be there kind of thing. Just, you know, who knew that this rabbit would freak out because I opened the blinds? But no, that's something we kind of forget that, you know, we have all this electricity, and that's been around for, what, 120 years or so. Before that, people didn't have that. What'd they do at night? They just fall asleep. Yeah, candles. Yeah,
they then, probably fell asleep anyway, yeah. So yeah. Got up early.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But now the days are getting longer, Bill.
It's tough for me. If I can't go out and split wood, then I don't know what to do, you know. Yeah.
You watch TV, play on your phone.
Well, I watch YouTube videos, you know, yeah. To see who's ripping off who and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of good YouTube out there nowadays.
I don't have a TV. I just watch it on my phone, and I'm sleeping in 5-10 minutes.
I thought you had a TV in your tiny house.
Nah, I gave it away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's stupid. All you get is commercials. The craziest. It's no wonder this country's nuts in the head.
Yeah.
You look at them commercials, they're totally, I mean, they just slam you one after another, and then I invent all these diseases you never heard of, and all these crazy. Ask your doctor, you know, see your doctor about this.
See that? I admit that's something. You go to Europe or you go to different other countries; they don't have this, where they have advertisements for medicine. So when they come to the United States, they're blown away by the medical ads because to them, you go to the doctor and the doctor will tell you what to take. But in America, the doctors are getting paid by the pharmaceutical companies.
I want to write down a list of all these different medicines because every one of them says, see your doctor. And next time I go there, I'm going to ask him about all of them. See what he says. He's going to say, ah, you're killing me. He says, that's what he said. He don't answer no questions. He says, ah, you're killing me.
He probably thinks that you're
one of those. No, I said, you're probably killing me. Jeez.
Some of them, you know, Viagra, you know, that's helped a lot of men out, you know.
I don't know.
Just saying, you know, how many men probably been helped by that one medication?
I don't see any commercials for that.
Well, Cialis or Blue Chew, things like that. Those are all the same thing.
I don't know.
You know how they?
I don't watch TV anyway.
But you know how they found out about Viagra? Originally, it was not for what it was made. Well, not people use it for. Back then, it was for high blood pressure, and they noticed that people were having reactions. Because it lowered their blood pressure, but also made other things happen. And that's how they now sell
that's
it.
Probably out. How they find a lot of medicine by mistake.
It had a very strong reaction somewhere else, if you get my drift. So that's how they end up selling it. But now there's other names for it. The patent ran out and blah, blah, blah. So,
well, I told the doctor I ain't taking no more of his medicine. So yeah. Don't prescribe anything. I don't want nothing.
Well, didn't you say that he is obese and...
No, not this new guy.
Oh, you have a new guy, okay.
Yeah, the other guy, he was, jeez.
Kind of, that's a weird one to
he
see a
doctor. He fit right in at Walmart. Holy smokes.
But you sit there and think about, you know, you have a doctor that's obese. What the heck, you know? He's telling you to lose weight, and it's like, what?
I did that once with you guys. I went up to the Union City Hospital. They had an open house or something and went around, and I got weighed, and this nurse was, I mean, heavy. She was heavy. She said, oh, you're a little on the heavy side. I said, me? What about you? Jeez. Holy smokes. I give up.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some music then and lighten things up here.
Yeah.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day The paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room on the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. In my head, the lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door. Throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Real BS show.
1926. Or I mean, 2026.
2020. Yeah, 1926. That was in the roaring 20s.
We're getting ready for that. Well, we're getting ready for another depression anyways.
So right.
That's my prediction.
Did you know that right now, Generation Z and Generation A, mostly Generation A, that's Alpha, the youngest generation, they're afraid to go dancing. That's what there was a report put out, that they feel embarrassed about dancing in front of people, but they'll go dancing on TikTok. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. Nothing makes sense to me.
So I don't know. We got some Thin Lizzy. Maybe that'll help you dance.
All right. That let's do that.
Whiskey in a jar. That makes everybody dance.
Whiskey in a jar. Never heard it.
Yeah.
Thank you. you love me? Never would you leave me. But the devil take that woman, for you know she treat me easy. But you're ring dumb a do dumb a da.
It's the Real BS Show. We're getting close to the end here.
Yeah, it's getting thin in Lizzie.
Yeah, no, that was Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Horrible, horrible puns.
I don't remember none of that. That must have been my, I don't know, 80s maybe?
Yeah, late 80s, yeah. Late 70s, I'm sorry. Early 80s. Yeah, I had a lot of bands at that time.
I must have tuned out back in them days.
I really tuned out in the 80s. I wasn't really listening to music as a kid. There were some bands I did listen to, but man, the 80s were a blur to me. I remember
I was playing music, but I wasn't listening to anything. Yeah. I don't know.
You kind of do kind of stick to the age when you're like in your teens. That kind of music is what really kind of clicks with you, you know?
I played off and on all ever since the 60s. It's been on and off, but on and off.
What do you think about the music nowadays, though? I mean, really, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't listened to anything. I don't know what to do nowadays.
There's I would say there's a lot more music nowadays than ever. It's very easy to make your own music at home. You could record everything, and you can be like we did with the Distance Band. It's very easy to do.
I just hear stuff on YouTube, and I say, oh, that's kind of nice. But I don't know when it was or how old it is or anything.
But this next band, I think, is one of those rare bands that come out once in a great while. And when you hear it, you know it. It's like they're that good. And we get that occasionally still into this modern age. There's some new bands coming out that just are really hitting the spot. And this next one is, I don't know, something you enjoyed as a band. You did a show with them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We played, we opened for them at someplace down in Pittsburgh, out in a park or someplace.
Oh, nice.
Some close to Forbes Field, I think. I don't know. I can't remember.
Right. But that's a memory there, you know. You probably at the time they weren't that big, were they? I mean, they were starting to get famous, and then all of a sudden they popped.
They were sort of famous. It was in the 70s, maybe early 70s, late 60s. They were kind of up and coming then.
So that was before Vietnam then, right?
Before I got drafted, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play. Let's play them.
Should have been back, yeah. Woo! I was He was the wizard of a thousand kings. And I chanced to meet him one night wandering. He told me tales and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feeling fine.
This is it, Bill.
Yeah, 2026. This is the first show of the year.
That's right.
And
we could have did the one on New Year's Day, but we were all busy. You know, it was.
Yeah.
You kind of, you know.
I don't know what's going on.
We're getting longer days, though. The days are starting to get longer. Would you say it was 2 minutes every day or something like that?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like anything.
Doesn't feel like it.
Still feels too dark, too early.
In summertime, it would be like 9 o'clock sunsetting. And then, you know, that's a weird thing. When people are not from the northern latitudes or southern latitudes and they get to experience long days like that. If you go to the equator, it's 6 p.m. It always goes dark at 6 p.m. You know, that's what the equator's like.
At the equator?
Yeah, yeah. They don't have days longing, you know, long days and short days like we do. It's because of the way they tilt of the earth. So that's an experience when you go there. They're like, yeah, it's 6 p.m.
I ain't never been there.
Well, yeah, it's a weird experience. It's always 6 p.m. It goes dark.
Well, I was in California, so we got a song at the end here. It's about California, dreaming, I guess.
Yeah.
And California was a terrible place. I didn't like it at all. Well, Los Angeles and Hollywood and San Bernardino and
San Francisco.
San Francisco was terrible.
It's even worse now.
Place. Oh man! Then I was up north of Sacramento there, but I got to play around in the hills, up in the mountains.
Yeah,
pan for gold. And
you
stuff.
Were panhandling gold.
Yeah, that was neat. That was really nice. But you get down around where there's people, forget it. It was another country. There's more people that couldn't speak English than there was that could speak English. It was terrible.
So maybe we should make a song, Pennsylvania Dreaming.
Yeah.
You never know.
You have to use AI to do that.
Oh, I don't know. We can get some people together and do it. Make it a real song.
Nobody would want to hear it.
No,
anyways.
No.
So this is the last one. So that's everybody eat right and, you know, stay safe and be healthy. And
also, I have to add, I'm going to tag in there, this is Bill approved song, so he likes it.
What's that, this song?
Yeah.
It's kind of neat the way she did it. Yeah. It's
she has a good voice.
Different than the Mamas and Papas that actually made it. But let's just take care of yourself and stay healthy and be safe and, you know, try to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on to your money. Don't go blowing money on stuff. No. You know, you don't need all that junk anyway.
No, you don't. You know, we need less junk.
Yeah. Right. Have some yard sales.
Reuse instead of, replacing as much as you can.
All right, folks. See you next week.
Ah!